Good morning, Manna.
Oh, good morning.
Okay, so to kick things off, since the discovery of this cancer affecting Tasmanian devils 20 years ago, the population of the devils has dropped by 80%. Why is this a fairly new problem, and how and why did the problem develop?
Look, as far as we can tell, this it's a transmissible cancer that evolved about 20 years ago that we think was completely new to Tasmanian devils. So it's a cancer that has taken an extraordinary evolutionary step to be able to be transferred to other animals, therefore becoming infectious and effectively becoming an immortal cancer because it can be spread from devil to devil.
Well, that's certainly a terrifying prospect, a transmissible cancer. The study conducted by a team of UK, American and Australian scientists is claiming that the Tasmanian devil looks to be developing a resistance to the deadly cancer. How is the species able to overcome this disease?
Well, devils have low genetic diversity, but they do have plenty of variation in their genome. And when you get a novel disease, any new disease entering a population, it often has very devastating effects on the population and very high mortality. So nearly all devils that have contracted this cancer over the last 20 years have died. But because they have variation, genetic variation, any animal that has genes that help it to fight the cancer a little bit better will survive a little bit longer and will pass those beneficial genes onto its offspring. And there is very, very, very strong selection on devils to fight the cancer and survive the cancer because the mortality is just so high. So what we are seeing here is very rapid evolution in response to this cancer. In as little as 4 to 6 generations, we're seeing devils changes in their genome that are associated with cancer and immune genes that might help them to fight the cancer.
Oh, that's very exciting stuff to hear. Sounds like a classic play out of the Red Queen. What can we take away from this study, which was published? Are the Tasmanian devils looking like they are, in fact, going to beat this type of cancer?
Well, we believe that will be the case, and we're now investigating in much more detail which parts of the genome are changing, and we're relating this to patterns that we're finding in the field. So this is really what we expect to happen, and the classic case would be rabbits and myxomatosis, where both the rabbit and the myxoma virus evolved so eventually they could live together.
Okay, wow. Well, might any of these discoveries help us perhaps understand cancer in humans in any way?
Yes, I mean, I think there's some great research to be done here to understand how a host animal can fight cancer. And we also hope to understand how tumours can become transmissible in the first place. Because cancers usually arise and die within the same host animal, but they will metastasize within that host. And this is an extraordinary evolutionary step to be able to metastasize to other individuals. And so we're hoping to gain some insights into how cancers become infectious.
Well, that's, certainly looks like it's quite promising. And it's very good news to hear that the Tasmanian devils are overcoming this dreadful cancer. Mera, thanks very much for joining me this morning to have a chat and give us some info.
Terrific. Thanks very much.